It's Phil Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. Was it yesterday we talked to Kevin Powell, producer for the Steve Cochran Show?
It was at the end of the show.
And he was out at spring training, and he was telling us about Adam LaRoche and his son. It has exploded.
Mm-hmm.
We heard this at the end of our show yesterday, and now this woman has been all over the news today. Philadelphia, Dallas, Fort Worth, on the Today Show. She's not only a friend, but she's a friend of the show. It's Peggy Kaczynski.
Hey, Peg.
Hi, guys. Is this crazy? I mean, I don't even feel like I'm doing a sports story.
Well, it isn't. It's a family story as well as a sports story. Go through a little bit of the basics of what people need to know about this White Sox story.
Okay, so Adam LaRoche, aging veteran, signed as a free agent a couple years ago by the White Sox. Big contract, fell flat, just no production last year, hit 207, 12 home runs, very, very disappointing. And, oh, by the way, his son shadows him every day. So this year, as the White Sox are going over their entire team and thinking, what can we change? What can we do better? We owe it to the fans to put a better product out on the field. You know, they've had three bad seasons in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not just Adam LaRoche. Every player has been approached about, you know, changing, tweaking, maybe, you know, their pregame routines, maybe how they practice, maybe what they worked on over the winter, things like that. And what they had suggested to Adam LaRoche is that his 14-year-old son, Drake, not be around the team as much. Not just 100%, which he is. He flies with the team. He has a locker with a nameplate at both Camelback Ranch in Arizona and at U.S. Cellular Field.
Mm-hmm.
He flies, he takes the bus, he's at practices, he is with them. 100%.
And he wears, Peggy, doesn't he? He wears a White Sox uniform and he works out with the team. It's like he's a member of the team.
Okay, my only question here is why? Why? Why is this kid not in school?
Well, Adam LaRoche told the Washington Post 2 years ago when he was playing for the Nationals that he doesn't really believe much in school. He told his
school's
wife
for squares.
He told his wife that his son would get a much better education hanging out with dad in the clubhouse at the ballpark every day,
sure,
like Adam LaRoche did with his dad, Dave, who was a coach for the White Sox. You know, Adam used to come and hang out at the old Comiskey Park and shag grounders with Ozzie Guillen, who was the shortstop, and he hung out with the pitchers, and he wanted to do the same thing with his son, who he calls his best friend.
Wow.
So, right, that's sad on several levels here. I'm sorry, because you bring your kid, you know, every once in a while, you bring your kid to work. You know, maybe you don't have somebody to watch him at home. Maybe you just want them to see you in a work atmosphere.
Right.
But it would, you know, I wouldn't even want my kids here every day with me, because then you can't, there's swearing, there's stuff that goes on.
You might hear your kids swearing, Wendy. You don't want to do that.
No, in the dugout, though, this is just not the appropriate place.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and all the players now across baseball are countering, saying it's a family game. We've always been able to bring our families to the ballpark. The White Sox are not telling them they can't bring their families to the ballpark. They're not even telling them that they can't bring their kids inside the clubhouse. A lot of teams have rules that you can only bring them on a Sunday after a day game or something like that. So they were simply asking him to, quote, dial it back. Not just 50%, maybe something between 0 and 50%.
Peggy, a quick question. Who approaches Adam LaRoche with that suggestion? Whose job is it to do that?
That's a really good question, because it was Vice President Ken Williams.
Oh, wow.
Not manager Robin Ventura, not the GM Rick Hahn. It was the Vice President Kenny Williams.
Wow.
And when I asked him, were there complaints? All he would say was, I'm going to keep that inside the clubhouse. So I have to think that whether there was a player or two who don't want to come forward and just wasn't comfortable with, you know, having this kid around, even though everyone said they love him and he's a great kid and never got in the way, was very helpful. Everyone agrees on that. It doesn't mean like any of us, we would be a little uncomfortable if it was every day.
Right.
The jokes start flying, things get inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know, I joke saying, shoot, they don't even want us women in the clubhouse all the time.
So yeah, that's true, Peg.
Well, so what happens when another player says, well, I want my 13-year-old daughter to come in the clubhouse every day. I want her hanging around the team. I want her to have the experience that he's getting of being a big league ball player. Maybe my daughter's going to end up playing professional softball one day. I don't know. So Kenny had a really good point. You know, where do they draw the line? And if they think it's maybe affecting him, they just asked him to dial it back. And, oh, boy, did this just blow up everywhere.
Okay, so do you think this is real? Because it just seems weird that Adam LaRoche would just say, that's it, then I quit, over his son. It seems like there has to be more to this.
Well, you know, he's 35 years old. He had a horrible season last year. Definitely not worth the $12.5 million that this year he's, you know, still due $13 million. Retirement's a real hard thing to come by. It's a real hard thing to admit as a professional athlete. This kind of comes at a time when sometimes they make the decision for you, and I think in some ways maybe it helped him make the decision that he was done.
But it's
was a convenient excuse.
But Peggy, that decision is a $13 million decision.
Right?
And wouldn't you find a way? I mean, for $13 million, you swallow your pride a little bit and say to your son, maybe sit out a season or two. Let dad work. Yeah?
How in the heck do you tell poor Drake LaRoche that his allowance has just gone down by
And now, does Drake like going there? Somebody has just texted, stop judging Adam. He did the honorable thing. He retired with dignity. Let it go. No, we're not going to let it go because that is not a place for a kid.
And he's never said. He has yet to speak. He left the team Tuesday morning. He has yet to explain. The players were very, very upset. They didn't want, there's a report today of them saying that they wanted to boycott yesterday's game and not play. You know, here's the thing that, you know, he did tweet something about, I thank the good Lord for all the time that they've given me, hashtag family first. So it does seem like he is saying that his family comes first at this time. And listen, this is his decision. This is his relationship. He has had a remarkable relationship with his son.
Yeah.
To be able to do this for the last 5 years, really fabulous. It really is. He lives in a small town in Kansas. I don't know that the $13 million really means that much to him. He's made a lot of money, and I'm thinking he's a pretty simple, God-fearing young man that has done pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the money really does mean to him.
Do you remember years ago, Dusty Baker's son, Darren, I want to say, was like a kind of the bat boy for the Cubs, and then he almost got mowed over by a player one time, and they put an end to that.
And Ozzie Guillen brought his son and sons to a lot of practices and spring training.
Right.
And they wore uniforms, and they helped out.
That ended well, didn't it, Peg?
Well, here's the thing. Like Adam LaRoche said, when he was a kid, he actually hung out with Ozzie's kid because Ozzie was a player at that time, and they all did it. Listen, there's players bring their kids to practice, to batting practice, all the time. His son actually hangs out in the clubhouse during games. You know, it's like he's a part of the team. Listen, it is any employer's right. If the product that you're putting out is not up to snuff,
mm-hmm.
they have a right to say, well, we want to see some changes. How about you suggest what you can do differently that can help us with this?
If they were sitting on a World Series right now, Peggy, would this even be an issue?
No. No. But that's exactly what happens, Wendy, in all of our jobs. When we are not putting out the product to the level that your employer is expected, they start nitpicking at everything, and they look at everything. And I'm sure you could go to every player on that White Sox roster and ask, what changes have they made in their routine? And I'm sure quite a few guys made some changes in their routines because last year wasn't good enough.
Peggy, here at the station, Kevin, our producer's weird Uncle Marco, used to hang out with us almost every day, and he always wanted to have tickle fights, and we finally said to Kevin, you can't bring him around every day, once or twice a week, that's it.
What's weird was I wasn't even asking him to come.
He just showed up.
Well, and being a working mom, Peg, and you and I are in the same boat, we have kids, and every once in a while, I bring the kids to work, either they have no one to watch them, or they're going to be downtown for something else, but it's not fair to Bill, and you know what? It's not fair to me to have them around. I can't be myself and work when they're there because mom mode kicks in.
See, that's exactly right. And we can all give our own examples and say, but for Adam LaRoche, he didn't feel that way. He felt that he got to hang out with his best friend every day at work, and he loved it. And a lot of players now are tweeting and expressing that, you know, these are family games. We play a family game. But they're forgetting that when it is convenient to say it's a business, they all say it's a business. I'm breaking my contract. I'm sitting out. I'm not going to report to camp. It's a business. So you can't have it both ways. You have to respect it is a business, and you are lucky enough to be playing a game, but you get paid a lot of money, and your employers can put their foot down about something.
Peggy, it sounds so sentimental that a man is saying his best friend is his son, so maybe that clouds our opinion a little bit. If his best friend was just a guy he went to grade school or high school with, and that guy showed up at the ballpark every day, somebody would say, hey, your best friend's a great guy, but come
on.
But
that's different. That's no blood relation. He's really making a stand for this, and I kind of respect that, but as Peggy said, your employer has every right to say, you know what?
It's a distraction.
It's totally taken away from your focus. 630 right. has texted in, the other players probably complained in the clubhouse because their wives wanted them to start babysitting their kids at the field as well.
That could be it. That could be it.
Could you imagine that it goes from one guy is allowed to have his son, and the next thing you know, all the other wives are saying, well, hang on a second. I want to be there. I want to come hang out. I
right.
want to come, you know, take infield practice. Take Susie, too. You know, Kenny's got a good point. Where do you draw the line?
Right.
And he's trying to draw the line. It's not a popular decision. And if it's a convenient time for Adam LaRoche to also call it quits, well, then it's a convenient time. Listen, a lot of people have a lot of reasons as to why they finally decide to retire. And sometimes it's things like this that help push them out the door and because they weren't going to do it on their own.
Well, I don't know what
to
think. It's, you know, I understand him being a dad and wanting to hang with his kid. But,
his best
you know,
friend.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it really is sad. And, you know, it's hard because there's a 14-year-old kid.
And he should have a best friend other than his dad. That's what makes me sad, I think.
Right.
You know, my boys asked me the exact same thing. They're 13 going on 14. All their friends are 14, eighth grade, and they said the exact same thing. Doesn't he hang out with his own friends in the summer? Doesn't he have his own friends? And I'm sure he does. I know in Washington he used to go to class only in the wintertime, and then the school allowed Adam to take Drake out of school.
Wow.
And he had a Sylvan Learning Center tutor travel with him and hang with him, you know, from, oh gosh, February, March, April, May, until they were out of school. I mean, my question was, isn't this kid getting to the age where he's supposed to hate his parents?
Yes. Good point. I can't get my kids to come to work with me anymore.
We haven't heard from Drake yet. He's probably like, oh, thank God.
Saved by Kenny Williams.
Peggy, when I was 14, my best friend was Joe Pepitone. He never invited me to go out and play ball with him. Rude.
Peggy, thank you so much. NBC 5 Chicago, you can see her. We love you. Peggy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Peg.
Anytime, guys.
It's Peggy Kaczynski.
Joe Pepitone, really?
Yeah, we were best friends, but he didn't even tell me he played baseball. We just did stuff together. Weird. All right, a quick break. If you have any thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We'll take those calls and texts in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.